Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
21078.
And can I have the first and last name?
Sharon Duncan.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
812 Locust Road, Habit of Grace, Maryland.
Okay, I do thank you for that. And I did locate an account with for the Wi-Fi booster. How may I assist you?
A Wi-Fi booster. What do you mean an account?
What happened is that a survey was taken. You paid $7.45 for shipping and handling to receive a Wi-Fi booster. If the account is not canceled, then you're going to be enrolled into a monthly subscription to where you'd be billed $56.95 and provided with a $125 e-gift card.
I'm going to be billed $56.95 per month. Tell me this again. I'm calling to complain about a $56.95 charge on my account, and I want to know what it's for.
You are being billed because you took a survey and you paid $7.45 for shipping and handling to receive the item that was chosen after that survey was taken. At that time, you had 3 days to cancel out your account. When you did not cancel out your account, you were billed and enrolled into a monthly subscription where you were charged $56.95 and provided with a $125 e-gift card because the account was not canceled.
Well, let's cancel the account. I did receive a Wi-Fi booster. I will admit to that, but I don't want any monthly account. I have Wi-Fi in my house. I don't need to pay for a service. I already have a Wi-Fi service. So what do we do now? Because I'm not happy with this and receiving
a the account. And you will not be billed anything further.
And what does the account do? Why do you have to have an account?
Because that is the stipulations of the survey.
But what service am I getting? All I do is have a little plug-in thing. You plug in the downstairs plug to make the current Wi-Fi stretch further.
That's what this does. It's a Wi-Fi booster.
There's no ongoing thing that's received from that. It's just an inanimate object. You can go buy it at Radio Shack or any store. What are you going to do, disconnect me from something?
Man, we're not your Wi-Fi provider. That is not what we do. You took a survey and opted to get a Wi-Fi booster from the company. The Wi-Fi booster is just to enhance your Wi-Fi signal. We do not have anything to do with your provider or who you receive your services through. So
that's why I want to know why you have me on some monthly charge.
Because this is the stipulations of that. Once you opted to receive that Wi-Fi booster and you did not cancel out your account, this is the stipulations of that. that
but
you would be
billed.
What
am I getting? But what do I get?
To receive
what do I get?
Ma'am, I explained that to you.
No, because I have a $56.95 charge.
I did.
And that
the
means
first time,
that's paying for the Wi-Fi booster.
No, that's
booster.
Not what that was for. I explained it to you once. You said you didn't understand, and I explained it to you again. So the reason why you're being billed for that $56.94 is for the $125 e-gift card. Instead of you paying $125 for it, you're only paying $56.95. So that is what you're being billed for, the e-gift card, not the Wi-Fi booster. The Wi-Fi booster was free. If you would have canceled out your account after you paid for it, you would have not been billed the $56.95 for the electronic gift card that was sent to you.
Which I didn't receive or didn't know what it was, because I consider everything I don't ask for a scam, and it's deleted from my phones. But let's correct this. I don't want to be billed for anything. So let's cancel whatever this is. Can we make sure that that's done?
Yes, your account is canceled and you will not be billed anything further.
Okay, do you have some sort of a confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am, and I've also sent it to your email.
Okay. And what do I do about the $56.95, since I haven't received anything that I know of as far as an e-gift card and wouldn't know how to use it even if I got it? I am older. I don't spend a lot of money on the internet or anywhere else. And what do we do here?
We can process a courtesy 35% refund.
Okay.
And your account is canceled, and that refund will get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
And where will I see that? I might.
It's going to go back to your card.
Okay. And then you're going to send me an email regarding our conversation here.
You'll receive an email letting you know your account is canceled and the refund is processed.
Okay. I thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.